few questions that came up recently. Some of the members of our community were asking regarding the begadim of the met. If somebody's niftar, what is the status of the clothes? The clothes that he has in his closet and the clothes that he was wearing, let's say, at the time that he passed away. There are those that are under the misconception that you're not allowed to benefit from them. There are those that take all the clothes of the niftar and they throw them away. But if Hashi writes that this is nothing less than batashrit, then just destroying things for no purpose. The rabbi says, actually, the otam shezorkim or kur'im et habegadim, those that throw them away or rip them, ovrim mishum batashrit. Umutar af nishtamish ben alayim, even the shoes of the niftar, from the law, it's permissible. However, there is a Sifra Hasidim that says that the shoes that the niftar was wearing at the time that he passed away, that they don't use those. So he writes, "V'rosim la'ush b'ne'alayim shayu al raglav shel ha'niftar b'sha'a shemet bo o b'nezorkam yesh lo amal nismuch." So on that, regarding shoes that was worn by the niftar b'sha'at mitah, but otherwise the begadim that were on him or the begadim that are in his closet are permissible to be used or permissible to be given away to others that they should benefit. That's the first question. There is another question that's a big machloket amongst the poskim: is the hair of the niftar mutar b'hana'a or not? What is the question? Wants to use the hair. Well, Maran holds that the se'ar of the met is asur b'hana'a. Even let's say the niftar left in his will, he has nice hair and he wants to donate his hair to make a toupee or to make a wig in order to give it to somebody else, to chesed, it's asur to benefit. For that reason, there are many opinions that say that this applies also to the hair of goyim that pass away, that die, that their hair also is asur b'hana'a. That's why he says, "Lefi da'at marana amur le'ed, asur l'lbosh pe'ah nochrit shenilkehu mesa'arot nashim nochriyot shemetu." Which means, let's say you have a goya, she passed away. They don't follow halachot. The ladies over there in these foreign countries, they take their hair and they make a wig out of it. And now they're selling wigs to religious women, but the hair comes from goyot that passed away and they're benefiting from the hair. So he says, even though you could argue that there's a safek sefeka over here to be lenient. First of all, some say that the hair of even of a Jewish woman who's niftara is permissible. And even if you want to say that the hair is forbidden, that's only a Jewish lady, but there's some say that the hair of a goya is permissible. But still he says, if they listen, it's better for them to be careful on this as well, and not to to be careful not to wear such wigs. The last thing, which is also a hadush, צריך לקבור את השיניים התותבות ולניחם בקבר בצידו של הנפטר. He's talking about over here from the Birkei Yosef that sometimes the Niftar, he wore dentures, he wore the fake teeth. So he says those teeth also have to be put in the kever. Now, not every type of dentures is talking. It says, like today, they come out very easily. He takes them out, and in the morning he puts them in, and hayavim the Quran. But if these are dentures that are more permanent, that the person keeps in his mouth from time to time, today it's not so common. Today that the people that have these dentures, they're removable. Those type of dentures we don't have to put in the kever to bury. But those that are more permanent, but they are removable, still those have to be buried with the niftar.